We now look at the relationship between age and successful language learning. So, age and the critical period. Age is a characteristic which is easier to define and measure than things like personality and aptitude or motivation. Having said that, the relationship between age and success in second language acquisition is not as easy as it would seem. It is also complex and controversial. Often it's observed that most children from immigrant families eventually speak the language of their new community with native-like fluency, while their parents often fall short of such high levels of mastery of the spoken language. It's been hypothesized for first language acquisition that there is a critical period. There's also an hypothesis that this is the case for second language learning, although this is more controversial. The claim is that developmental changes in the brain affect the nature of language acquisition and language learning, and language learning that occurs after the end of the critical period may not be based on the innate biological structures which help us to acquire our first language. Most people would instinctively say that younger learners are better learners. However, is it as easy to say that? Because the conditions for language learning are often very different, as is the quantity of language learning time. Younger learners in informal language learning environments usually have much more time to devote to language learning than adults would. Meanwhile, adults will have lots of other things to do. For example, looking after their young ones, shopping, cooking. If all of those things were taken out of the equation, if an adult, had the same kind of language learning environment as a very young learner, where they were being exposed to language, comprehensible input, where whatever they were doing were the main criteria and not the language that they were doing it in, if an adult could enjoy all of these conditions, would then a youngster outperform the adult? Perhaps in pronunciation, clearly, but beyond that, this is a question for us to consider. Interestingly, what research does show is that older learners are in fact more efficient learners, because they have greater metalinguistic knowledge of the world, they have more memory strategies, more problem-solving skills. So, older learners are more efficient, but younger learners seem to perform better. Is it because they're young, or is it because they have a better environment for language learning? Or perhaps a combination of both.